The following program is pre-recorded.
Fasten your seatbelts and turn up your radio. We're going on a road trip. The holiday season is finally here, a time for hope, joy, and giving. But there's no denying that this year's holiday season looks much different than years past. Fewer families are gathering together, at least in traditional ways, and many are struggling, both financially and emotionally. But there are some things the pandemic and its fallout can't take away from us: the spiritual meaning behind our celebrations and the gratitude for the blessings in our lives. Welcome to Route 51. I'm Shereen Seewert, your host for this special Thanksgiving program. I'd like to extend a warm welcome to our listeners in northern, western, and southwestern Wisconsin who are joining us today to enjoy music and conversation with three exceptionally talented musicians from our area. They're here to share with us their gift of song and their thoughts on gratitude and celebration, even in these challenging times. From Rhinelander, Native American Music Awards winner Paco Frelick is here. Paco, welcome back to Route 51.
Well, thanks for having me.
You bet. From Stevens Point, Adam Gruel, who is perhaps best known as singer and guitarist with Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, is here. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
Our third guest today is Ariane Leiden, who's been sharing her unique blend of instrumental and vocal music with audiences throughout the U.S. and Canada for decades. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ariane.
Oh, Shereen, it's my pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
I'd like to start with some brief introductions and find out a little bit about how music entered each one of your lives. Paco, tell us about yourself. What inspired you to start writing your own music and performing?
I was fortunate to have a father that played music professionally, and so I grew up around it. Even in the womb, I was absorbing music as he was playing and practicing around the house. So when I was 5 years old and started piano lessons, I remember he taught me three chords on the piano, and I could play all these songs by ear that I had been absorbing. And when I was 16, I joined the band playing bass with my dad, and $10 a gig, that's what they paid me. And I was just happy to be playing, and then kind of grew from there.
So Adam, what about you? How long has music been part of your life?
That's a really cool story, Paco. One of my earliest musical memories is going up to, I think it was in Marshfield, to the county fair and seeing Nitty Gritty Dirt Band play. And I remember hearing Mr. Bojangles, you know, a Jerry Jeff Walker song for the first time. And there was a guy in that band by the name of Ibby, Jimmy Ibbotson, who just looked like he was just having so much fun, you know, on stage, and he was so contagious, you know, the crowd was fired up to see him because he was having so much fun making music. And at the end of that show, long story short, I was in there in a line to get an autograph. They at some point had to stop, the line was too long, and they just so happened to stop when me and my mother, you know, I was pretty young, were a couple people back, and they quit signing autographs. And of course, young me starts bawling my eyes out, crying, you know, just sad, you know, I couldn't get to meet these guys. And Jimmy Ibbotson, the real jovial guy, jumped a snow fence, went up, came up to my mom and said, "Hey, can I take him backstage for a second?" He took me to each member to sign a picture of the band. And that was such a, you know, one of those moments that you'll never forget. And seeing the excitement and all that backstage, I remember that was a big thing that kind of made me say, "Hey, I want to do that," you know.
Ariane, so tell us about yourself. How long has music been a part of your life?
I think, like Paco, since before I was born, I do feel very similar to you, Paco, in that I feel like I have a gift. And my parents have always loved music, and my mother insisted on on piano lessons for me at an early age as well. And when I left to go to college, I no longer could play piano, so I picked up a guitar and started learning that, teaching myself. Eventually, in my third year of college, I went to my first open mic night after riding the school bus to class, and there was this woman singing her heart out, holding onto the pole of the school bus. And I thought that was really gutsy, so I started talking with her, and that led to us rehearsing a couple of songs and going to my very first open mic night, where I met what was to become my husband. He was playing hammer dulcimer, and he loved what I did, and that was towards the end of the third year of college. And he asked me, what are you going to do for the summer? And I said, well, I'm going to have to work. And he said, well, how do you feel about taking off in your old beaten car and driving around the country and street playing? I said, all right. And so we did that, you know, for most of those 3 months. And I loved it so much that I decided I couldn't stomach the idea of going back to college to finish my degree. So we continued for that whole year and street played around the whole, you know, wherever we could around the country. And eventually, towards the end of that year, I realized, you know, I came too close to let go of this degree thing. So I went back and finished. And then we spent the next 10 years on the road playing music all of that time.
I love hearing about, you know, how each of you got started and how this passion grew for you. Paco, I know you've been working on a new album. How's that coming?
Definitely been slowed down because of COVID. I go to White House Productions in Wausau, and they were closed for 7 months, so it gave me time to write some more songs, so now I have enough for two albums, and trying to put all the other pieces together. I'm hoping by spring we have it done.
Well, Paco, let's hear a song.
Okay. This song is called He's Holding On. It's the most recent song that I wrote. And I didn't have the words for it, but we went to the studio and I had the guys, the bass and drummer there, Dan Cable and Charlie Strong. And I said, well, let's at least track this so that while you guys are here. And I was hoping I'd come up with some words for it. And when I was sitting down thinking, what kind of words can I put to this? I actually had a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band feel. But this picture of this farm kept coming to me over and over. And I had visited my best friend Dave Brusky in Green Bay, and he wasn't home yet, so we drove over to Target. If anybody goes to Green Bay Target, you'll see this farm. It's just this little farm that's surrounded by suburb. It's grown all around it. And I just saw the story of perseverance there and how this little farm is trying to hold on, you know, amidst modern society encroaching it. That's a little bit about the song. I would like to mention I have great musicians playing on it. I reached out to Michael Cleveland, who's maybe the top fiddler in the world at this time. He's blind. He was born blind, lost 80% of his hearing, and I heard of him through a friend, and I reached out, and he played some fiddle, mandolin, and banjo on this song for me. So Michael Cleveland and the Flame Keepers. So I hope you enjoy it. Every morning he's up before the rising sun. Been working these fields the way his daddy done. Planting a dream with every seed he's sown. But his way of life is almost gone. He's barely holding on. Now the city is growing all around him, where rows of corn used to dance in the wind. He can see the writing on the wall of the new Walmart and the shopping malls. He's barely holding on. He's holding on to the past, holding fast to his dreams. Wonders why's the price so high to work in the land of the free. Where he shed blood, sweat, and tears for this place that he calls home. Feels it slipping away, but he's holding on. Thank you. Sometimes he feels forsaken. Some days it's a little harder to be strong. His family's been here for generations. He hopes someday that he can pass it on. Now he prays for rain and the world to slow down, because the well is dry and the bank's been coming round. Selling out against everything he's known. He's waiting on a miracle to come along. Till then he's holding on. He's holding on to the past, holding fast to his dream. He wonders why is the price so high to work in the land of the free. Where he said, tears for this place that he calls home. Feels it slipping away, but he's holding on. Yeah, he's still holding on.
Thank you,
Marco.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Just beautiful. Loved it. Adam, you wanted to play For Heaven's Sake for us? Tell us about this song.
Oh, you know, it's I believe it was written on the solstice a couple of years ago. Solstice to me is such a, you know, it's such a beautiful metaphor. It's kind of it's a solstice song. And, you know, I'm playing mostly songs of hope today, so that's what I'm focused on lately. Trying to stay hopeful, keep it up. As the snow falls down on the woodpile, it dances on the frozen riverbed. How I yearn to be the pillow where my dark rests her weary head. Through the trials and all tribulations, through the coldest and the dearest darkest nights, we'll place her hope within the solstice to illuminate in joy and in light. Don't bury your head. There's a lot of days left, and you don't need much money, just a gentle snowfall to remind you you can get through it all. Don't bury what's dead. Just remember what they've said. Bend but don't break. Life's a damn give and take. You'll be fine, kid. For heaven's sake. The coyote and his friends have all gone howling. There's a half moon there waiting in the sky, and all my friends are at the taverns. But tonight I feel my bottles dry. The windows are steaming in that cabin. You know it's high time to take a ride. Deep into my soul and my darling, where love of self and another climb. Don't bury your head. There's a lot of days left, and you don't need much money, just a gentle snowfall to remind you you can get through it all. And don't bury what's dead. Just remember what they've said. Bend but don't break. Life's a damn give and take. You'll be fine, kid. For heaven's sake. It's a puzzle when you're piecing it together. It's a painting when it's finished there in time. I guess I'll take a night by the fire, watching wood turn to ash as the flames climb. And my friends, maybe there's a lesson in letting go when it's time to fly. Like the ash that goes pouring out the chimney to catch the winds of change passing by. Don't bury your head. There's a lot of days left, and you don't need much money, just a gentle snowfall to remind you you can get through it all. And don't bury what's been, just remember what they've said. Bend but don't break. Life's a damn give and take. You'll be fine, kid. For heaven's sake, you'll be fine, kid. For heaven's sake.
What an appropriate song and such a great message for people right now who are having such a difficult time and just digging deep to find that hope. So thank you for sharing that with us. Really appreciate it. Ariane, you wanted to perform Winter's Run. Tell us about this.
So Winter's Run is a song that I wrote when Jim Moore, was my husband, were doing concerts, small coffee shops and concerts, and also Renaissance festivals. So in the wintertime, Renaissance festivals would take us to Florida and then to Arizona. It was between the end of February and the middle of April that we would be there doing this 8-week-long Renaissance festival. And this song just flew out of me one year when we were getting ready to head down there to escape winter. Summer spreading rumors of coats of many colors, but the dew is holding while the sky is folding. I'm making my migration down to Arizona, where the days are longer. Days are warmer. Summer's dropping shadows and harvesting its secrets. Send them to winter. The mist has closed its curtain on flowers in the meadow. But the stars grow bolder as the stars in the night burns colder. Ooh.
tell me, will you tell me, which way does the wind blow, and where does your home grow? I'm making my migration down to Arizona, and I'm taking summer with me.
For sharing it with
Thank
us.
You.
Our guests today are Ariane Leiden, Adam Gruhl, and Paco Frelick, three regional artists who are sharing their music and thoughts with us on this very special Thanksgiving holiday edition of Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward, extending a warm welcome to our listeners in northern, western, and southwestern Wisconsin who are joining us today. Paco, I know your songs are so deeply personal. You've tackled difficult subjects from alcoholism to environmental issues that you're so passionate about, and you're very open about your dedication to your family. I'm curious how the challenges of this year have affected your songwriting. Has that had an influence on you?
I don't know how it is for the other artists, but when I write, I try to get my mind out of the way and let it flow through. So I do think, you know, things going on around me, I'm taking that in. It's influencing me at, you know, the mind, the body, the heart, the soul, the spirit level, all those levels. And just like that last song, that picture of that farm, I didn't zoom in on that farm when we were there, but it stuck in my memory bank. We were off for 2 months from my dental practice, so I had time to write and put more effort in the music than I would have normally.
So tell us about The Great Divide. I know you wanted to play that next.
I was playing in Madison, opening for a band called Switchback. I was playing for the Women in Water Symposium. And after they heard me play, they offered me the James McCandless Scholarship if I could get down to Dubuque, Iowa. So that was the first songwriters retreat I attended, and there was 15 artists in this little bed and breakfast house all trying to write a song in one day. So can you imagine all the noise going on? It was very challenging. I was trying to implement all these new ideas and had all this time invested in this idea of walking in both worlds, you know, thinking of modern world and more traditional ways, native and non-native ways. And so I had invested a lot of time, and all of a sudden the song just went in a whole different direction. And so I had very little time to finish it. And last minute, this song came out called The Great Divide.
The world is spinning faster and faster. It feels like we're going backwards. I'm running out of breath and out of time. What's it for day after day? It feels like a runaway train going round and round in circles in my mind. How will we cross this great divide between the earth and the sky, between our hearts and our minds, between you and I? Let's leave a better world behind. No war, no hunger, just peace of mind. No prejudice, just mankind, we are one, you and I, no great divide. Turn on the TV, what do they say? The same things as yesterday, conflicts and politics crashing down on me. Another storm is on the horizon. It's all they're advertising till we're blinded by the fear can't you see? How will we cross this great divide between the earth and the sky, between our hearts and our minds, between you and I? Let's leave a better world behind. No war, no hunger, just peace of mind. No prejudice, just mankind, we are one. You and I, no great divide. But I have hope in my fellow man. If we can dream it, then we can. We'll rise above it all when we realize we're not that different from each other, 'cause you're my sister and I'm your brother, and together there's no mountain we can't climb. How will we cross this great divide between the earth and the sky, between our hearts and our minds, between you and I? Let's leave a better world behind. No war, no hunger, just peace of mind. No prejudice, just mankind, we are one. You and I, no great divide. No great divide. No great divide. No great divide. There's no great divide. No great divide. There's no great divide.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic
awesome.
Song. So great.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing
wow.
that with us.
Thank you.
Now, Adam, you have been very busy. I know that you just released 2 albums. You've been working really hard this year. You just have been using this time to really get that creativity going. So, I mean, one of the albums that you just released is with Charlie Barron. So how did that collaboration come about? Tell us about that.
Well, Charlie and I just have become buddies. You know, it's always, we have a lot of fun hanging out, you know, whether we're going fishing or messing around with art, you know. He popped into the studio to hang out with Horseshoes and we headed off, and then, you know, months later or something, we ended up in Nashville, you know, Tennessee at the same time. And we went out and had some beers and had fun. Next morning, we decided we'd go into the recording studio.
Tell us about Ope Nope.
Ope Nope. Well, you know, I was loving listening to Paco's tune there, because, you know, for me, music is it's such a big part of my life, you know, in that it's a medicine, you know, and like hearing that song, to me, it's like I could feel myself filling up, you know, and feeling better. And also, you know, we're in such a divisive time, and music is such a crucial element of communion for people, bringing people together, you know. And you hear stories like, you know, I don't get along with my dad, but we bond over your music or something. And that's like the coolest feeling to hear that. But Ope Nope is sort of a similar concept to the Great Divide there, that, you know, let's, you know, recognize each other's differences, but realize we're all pretty similar too, you know, and that we'll get through this. We'll get through these challenging times. So, yeah. Old Dairy Road, going full throttle, put the pedal down, spin time like a bottle. Lost weeks, days, years, trading time for fears. Funny how tomorrow disappears, I don't know. Never lost all hope. Oh, nope.
Let's build us a fire down by the river, go swinging on a tire with a couple of good friends riding high. We've all got trouble, let's go to the wind, let the night air come and take you in open, open. Yeah, buddy, we're just fine, loving on river time. Friends I know, it's troubled-er, but we've got each other for what it's worth. It's every dollar, dime, and golden flake. I wouldn't trade your friend for anything. Maybe tonight you too busy for a drink. Oh, no, let's build us a fire down by the river, go swinging on a tire with a couple of good friends riding high. We've all got troubles, let's give them to the wind, let the night air come and take you in. Oh, no, yeah, buddy, we're just fine, loving on river time. Friends I know, there's a great divide. It runs through this country without a rhyme. Open your eyes and look around. They split us up to tear us down. Hate flooding the dream, we forget how to swim. Oh, no, let's build us a fire down by the river, go swinging on a tire with a couple of good friends riding high. We've all got trouble, let's give to the wind, let the night air come and take you in. Oh, no, yeah, buddy, we're just fine, loving on river time.
Fantastic. Wow. Great message. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I think this time of year we think about family, we think about home. And Ariane, you've had a really interesting life. I mean, you were born in England, you spent several years living in Chile, and then came to the United States. And as you mentioned before, you're on the road a lot. So what does home mean to you? When you think about home, what comes to mind?
Oh, Shireen, that's a great question. For me, home is definitely where my people are. It's interesting that you bring up this song about home, because this next song that I'm going to sing is one about a homeless man. And I think a lot about the homeless and the ones that are about to become homeless for various reasons today. Years ago, we were doing the Winnipeg Folk Festival and playing outside in the summertime. And I was in the middle of tuning my guitar. We were between songs. And a homeless man came up and started talking to me, and I couldn't understand a word that he was saying. And by then, I spoke English, French, and Spanish fluently. He talked to me, and I believe it was in his own language, because I don't believe it was an actual language. Although, you know, he didn't have a whole lot of teeth. I have spent the rest of my life wondering what on earth he was trying to tell me, because he went to great lengths to tell me what it was he wanted me to hear. So that very night in the hotel room, I wrote a poem. It just flew out of me. And it was, I have three daughters who have abandoned me because they are ashamed. I have no one but you to turn to. My mouth is soft, my teeth are missing, no one can understand me. I cannot beg, I scare you away. I can only sing. And with this song, I say to you, give me money for bread so that I may eat, and for wine so that I may be happy. This is Canto Divino.
Estoy mal pagado, wow, wow. Y ahora les cuento mi historia porque oreja cortado. Y ahora les canto mi historia porque oreja y cansado. Tengo tres dientes, 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 solo me queda moneda pa' pan. Tengo tres dientes, 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 no soy como otro gran charlatán. Y ahora les cuento mi historia porque orejas han faltado. Y ahora les canto mi historia porque orejas no he alcanzado.
Thank you for sharing that. It is so wonderful to hear the music, but also the stories behind the music and the things that inspire you as you're creating it. It's amazing. You're listening to Ariane Leiden, Paco Frelick, Adam Gruhl, our guests today on this very special Thanksgiving holiday edition of Route 51. We are so grateful they're here today to share their music and their stories with us. And I'd like to also extend a special welcome to our listeners in northern, western, and southwestern Wisconsin who are joining us today. It feels like this year has been all doom and gloom. The pandemic changed everything, but there are still reasons to be hopeful. There's always reasons for hope. Ariane, what gives you hope? How are you reaching in and finding it when things are so hard for so many people?
That's a great question, Shireen. What gives me hope is good people. Good people and being out in nature, that's a big thing for me, to go on walks or be by the water, listen to birds, watch insects. I have many fascinations all related to being outdoors. And so that gives me hope. Those things give me hope. But I think it's just as important for me to be around good people. Even at more than 6 feet distance, and you know it's difficult.
What would you like to play for us next?
A song that I hope will give you hope. one called what did I call that one? Oh, Row Your Boat. It's a song that came to me in my sleep, funnily enough, which had never happened to me before.
grandfather came to me in my sleep, and he said, I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, nothing ever lasts. And grandmother joined us in our dream, and she said, I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, you must make peace with the past. So go row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Go row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Ever as it seems, they tell me, they tell me, they tell me, be kind wherever you go. And this very next moment was crystal clear in my dream, and I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, it's kindness that will change the world. So go now, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Go row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. 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 Life is but a dream.
Oh, that was lovely. I love the complexity of that song. Just so many layers, and the words are just wonderful.
Thank you, Shireen. Thank you so much.
Holy moly.
Right.
Thanks, Adam.
Love it.
Yeah, I feel the same way about all of your music, both of you. So, yeah, it's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's the pleasure is mine for having you here with us, and I know our listeners are going to just be loving this right now. So, Paco, it's been a tough year. Your dental practice was closed for a couple of months because of the pandemic. What are you finding happiness in? What are you thankful for?
My wife and kids and my parents. I've had a nice career in dentistry. It's allowed me to do a lot of things, and I'm transitioning more towards music as I get older. And trying to take that more seriously. So I appreciate spirituality and the spirit, how it comes through me. It's made my life a lot more whole. When I was 37, I started having a lot of dreams, and then my Native American side woke up, and that's fulfilled my life immensely. And so I'm thankful for my friends and all the blessings the Creator has given me.
Tell us about the American dream.
That it's not meant to be a political song, but it brings up a lot of things, as you mentioned earlier in the show. Homelessness, talks about money, talks about the environment, talks about Racism, talks about a lot of things, and I try to frame it in things that when I was writing the song, which I don't often do research for my songs, but I was actually looking at the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, even our currency, the Bill of Rights. I was listening to classic American hymns, and I was trying to frame all of those ideals into using those things I just listed. And it talks about our collective identity as Americans. I was actually looking forward to performing this song in Washington, D.C. My friend Scott Badnock invited me to play for the Veterans Day. They were unveiling a new Native American Veterans Monument, and it didn't work out because of COVID and everything was virtual. Black Friday is actually Native American Heritage Day. And so when I wrote this song, I was thinking about that too, and seven generations of thinking, you know, how can we bring this American dream alive for our kids and their kids and their kids and their kids. It's about wanting more. Tonight, there are homeless on our streets, lying in the cold with nothing to eat. What you do for the least of my brothers, you do for me. What would Jesus say if he were here to see? That trillions of debt don't satisfy our greed. Would he ask, how truly rich are we? No one can serve two masters, which one will it be? What would Jesus say if he were here to see? America! Trust, tell me what that means. America, I pray, America, I pray we wake up the American dream. Amber waves of grain, purple mountain majesty. Plunder the land from the sea to shining sea. Have you forgotten who shed his grace on thee? What would Jesus say if he were here to see? The ocean's rising and we're losing the coral reefs. The bees are dying, Mother Earth is on her knees. What'll be left to inherit? How blessed are the meek? What would Jesus say if he were here to see? America, America, who in God we trust, tell me what that means. American dream. When we see our brothers, not the color of their skin, let there be no wars, no walls, no immigration. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now would that be such a sin? What would Jesus say if he came back again?
America, America, who in God we trust. Now tell me what that means. American dream. Tonight, as I lay me down to sleep, I pray we awaken our American dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Thanks. That's great. What an incredible message that you have to share. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Adam, you have one song left to play, Rise Again. Tell me about that. You chose it because you wanted to find this positive message. And
there's a small organic farm outside of Stevens Point where I live, and they've got a solstice tradition that we all gather there, right? Things we want to leave in the past, you know, and things we want to bring to us in the future. We write that on a piece of paper. And typically someone has fashioned a small coffin, in fact, and we put the piece of paper into the coffin and then we burn it, you know, on this big old bonfire. And the first year that I went and did that, I think that's where this song came from. And I just thought that was so beautiful, you know, because it's can be such a difficult thing for us to recognize parts of us that we are ready to leave in the past, yet we allow it to sort of impede our action in the future. You know, you have regrets and whatnot. And to me, it was a sweet thing to write something on a piece of paper and let it burn, turn to ash. Leave it in the past and grow from it. I feel like all the songwriters today have had some similar threads, like that last song there from Paco. And this is called Rise Again. And let's do that. Best.
don't you lose your hope. Plant a seed, will rise again. I wish you, the best. Maybe a slip and fall's just what we needed to mend their heads. I wish you the best. Don't you lose your hope. Plant a seed, will rise again.
Oh, thank you so much. What a wonderful song. Just got lost in it as you were playing it. So thank you, all three of you, for sharing your thoughts and sharing your music with us today. What a wonderful way to kick off the holiday season. That's all we have time for today on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. I'd like to thank our guests, Ariane Leiden, Adam Gruhl, and Paco Frelick, who provided the special music you heard on today's program. Thank you to our listeners in northern, western, and southwestern Wisconsin who joined us today as well. Our executive producer and on-air producer today is Rick Ryer. Our producer is Joy Ratch-Kramer. You can hear the archive of today's program at WPR.org/Route 51.
Today I'm leaving Milwaukee. I'll be right on my way. I've got this old guitar and my last 2 weeks of pay. Something Northwick calls me towards the pines, good company. Maybe someday I'll return, but today I am leaving. I left Milwaukee, 10,000 songs in my heart, a melody of fare thee well, and it's just a place to start. I can ride the high.